Online Podcast Episode 71. Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. You are listening to me and my friend. You probably heard Michael. All the way back when, I don't know, a long time ago.
Is it
my recorder, yeah. Oh, she's looking at my eye river. We just have a very cute, not waterproof, very cute waiter.
Oh, very cute.
Talking to me about my new phone. And as you know, I ruined my phone and I have a new phone right now. So I'm sitting in front with me is my friend Michael. I'll take a picture of her.
Oh.
Go to my
Don't take my picture because my face chubby.
So we are both thinking that we're chubby. And she said that, what's your face? You have a lot of meat.
Shut up. Get the good one.
Can I have like
high
angle and Photoshop stretch it? Okay, is it good?
Yeah, that's good. I don't look that fat.
But I do.
Really? Let me take it. Upper angle, just in a center like that?
I can pretend I'll stretch every time I smile.
Uh-huh. Really?
I'll suck in.
Yeah.
And
that's very nice. You don't look fine at all, John.
You know why?
Because upper angle.
No, because your chubbiness blinded your eye.
What is chubbiness blinded your eye?
What was that? Your chubbiness blinds your eye.
So you don't notice?
Because you got chubby too. And then you see chubby people, they're not as chubby. Okay, so we're gonna...
Today our theme is like diet.
I've been dieting for the last 2 years. Well... I've been dieting for the last 2 years.
2 years?
But I've been cheating for the last 2 years. I've been dieting.
You know, I lost a lot of weight when I was running every day.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you stop?
Like when I went home. So last December. So this 8 months, I mean, I did work out. Just like kind of back to running a little bit, but not continuously do it. So, you know, but I eat the same amount, but I never overeat and stuff. But I know, recently, I have a boyfriend.
Yes, so and that helps.
Helps to gain weight.
Yeah, I know, definitely. Ask my boyfriend.
No, it's so difficult because you're so happy. I mean, and then somebody, I mean, he always said like, you know...
Oh! Hmm? I want you to say, finish your story.
Say, he always said like, I love you no matter what. Like, I love you or who you are. So he hates when I say I'm so fat or something, you know, pinch my, you know, meat, chubby face and stuff. I do this, show him, like, he's like, quit. I don't want to listen to it anymore. Like, just don't talk about it. He's like, you know, you're beautiful, don't you? Oh.
Now I can be fat. I can be fat. I'll eat some more.
No, but I want to be, I mean, healthier.
Oh, I'm so busy, I tell you.
Why?
So I'll probably post...
Recording?
That's a construction going on right now in the restaurant. So we're in
the
Thai restaurant.
How do you know that my voice is recording?
I don't know.
You get to see the level?
Actually, it doesn't...
Where the microphone?
Does it see the level? It doesn't see the level.
The
microphone's here.
Oh, isn't... So that, oh, yeah, but your microphone on your ear.
Yeah. So anyway...
I that's headset.
I want to say... So Bruce is coming. He's coming here to meet us at the restaurant. But I was going to have Michael say a few words to Wanda Wisdom. So have I told you about Wanda Wisdom? I think you enjoy her too. Wanda Wisdom is a drag queen in Minneapolis.
Oh, singer?
No, a drag queen.
Oh.
And she's very funny. And so I want you to, and she knows Japanese.
Oh, really?
She studied in Japan. So say hi to Wanda Wisdom. Say hi, Wanda Wisdom.
Wanda
Wisdom.
Wanda Wisdom.
Yeah.
So she's American?
She's American.
Oh.
She's a he.
Oh,
when she's not a he.
So you know, he's a she. You know him like personally?
I have met him, yes.
Excellent. So probably he's listening.
I don't know. He probably not, but you know what we should do? We should call. She has the comment line, and okay, when did you call her and say, "Ow, my ear itches."
Say in Japanese.
Say in Japanese.
Oh, Japanese. I'm John's friend.
I'm John's friend. We're in the restaurant, and what?
You should have let her know first, then.
No, I want to shock her. And you should listen to her show too. It's fun.
She not gonna get mad at me?
No, she's crazy.
Who are you?
She's crazy. You should listen to her message. Let's see. Wind up with that. I'm right now pulling out my phone and I'm calling.
Can you record her in a voice at the same time too? It's gonna be funny if she can hear me.
Wait, you're leaving her a message, not talking to her.
Let's leave message.
Okay, let's see. This is not the number. 206666.
If she answers,
Moist.
Make sure you get answering first.
Okay.
We're calling. Ringing.
Ringing.
Ring, ring. I like this place, by the way.
Please
very nice.
Or wait for the tone to leave a voice message.
Huh?
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up and press the
pound key. Okay, go ahead.
Moshi moshi.
Wait. Go for the tone. What is it?
No tone.
Just go ahead and say.
Moshi moshi.
Yeah.
もしもし、ワンダミスサムさん、こんにちは、マイコと言います。ジョンの友達でかけました。できれば、You wanna call her back?
No. We just say hi. So wait,
ただ、hi って言いたいからかけました。
We're here at the Thai restaurant.
今、タイレストランにいるんですけれど。
With Bruce.
With Bruce と。あと、tell her to listen to this. Anyway. それでは、
Everybody listen to Wonder Wisdom at luckybitchradio.com.
みんながあのあなたのラジオを聞いているってジョンが言ってます。
luckybitchradio.com.
luckybitchradio.com. 私も聞いています。それではさようなら。
Thank you.Wonder darling, that was my friend, Michael, and so she said hi in Japanese. Bye!
Did we record message?
I hope we did.
I didn't hear any beeping.
It was probably beep before I got over to you. Oh, it's so nice. So how are you?
Good. It has been for a long time since I...
It has been 5 kilograms since I last saw you.
I need to put 5 kilos back.
5 kilograms are...
10 pounds about.
Oh, that's about, I think I probably put on 6 or 8 pounds.
Oh yeah, because like 0.454 kilos equal 1 pound.
I love to eat. I wish eating can make me lose weight.
I know.
Then I'll be really skinny.
Me too, because like, yeah, true. I've been trying watching like, you know, I do exercise to some extent, but not as much as, I used to run like 3 miles a day, but I don't do this anymore. That's the biggest difference. So I'm going back whenever school starts.I'm going back to the track and run every day. So that's the only way that I can do that.
Okay, she means track. Like running track.
Running track.
Not truck.
Like not truck. Truck. T-R-U-C-K.
Not T-R-U-C-K.
T-R-A-C-K.
Yeah. Track. Running.
Running. Anyway, and then like...
Track group.
But you know what? Have you tried the 100 calorie snacks?
No.
I love it.
What is it?
One package has only 100 calories.
How many packages can I have?
Just one package, 100 calories.
No, I want more.
No. But I mean, each time you just can snack 100 calories. But it's small chips in there. So as you eat, you get kind of full. You are satisfied. So you don't overeat. Try that.
Who is it?
I think
Snack what?
Kellogg. Like cornbread company.
Kellogg's.
Is it L? That's a
Kellogg. Here's a Japanese thing. Air? Or Aaron? Ed?
And Chips Ahoy,
uh-huh.
They have those too.
Can I see?
You should try.
So hey people, I'm so sorry that I haven't been able to do any show. Oh my god, I was so swamped at work. Both works, and I have my part-time job, and oh goodness. I have my own business graphics things that's going on. Oh my goodness,
you have your
I have
own,
don't
you have
no
your
time.
Own business now?
Yeah, I've been doing graphics all the time. You know?
I mean, at the work, isn't it?
No, outside of work. Outside of work. Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, we'll look at the menu, and we'll wait for Bruce. I think I know Bruce. What Bruce wants anyway.
I need to bring something for my baby.
We're looking at the Thai place restaurant dinner menu.
I think that should be curry, but I don't know.
Oh my god, this afternoon I had chicken fingers and now I'm all chicken fingers and cauliflower mashed, not mashed potato, but mashed cauliflower. Ugh.
Yeah.
It tastes okay, but it makes me, it gives me indigestion. I don't know whether it's from the chicken or is it from, so bad. I had to have Tums.
I had Thai stir fried rice and chicken stir-fried.
So sorry,
food.
People, I haven't
soy
been able
fry,
to do my
fry.
Show. But right now I'm doing it, and I haven't had time to do the Adams Family tour yet. But I'll be doing that soon.
I think I'm gonna go pop that.
Okay, I'm gonna pause for now, and then we'll continue later when there's funny conversation. Is that going to be funny conversation?
I think so.
Maybe every time I pause, it will be funny.
I know. Like,
so I'll leave it alone.
John said, don't talk now because I want you to I will record. I want to say something.
Okay. Something's really funny because my friend Michael just looked down at the record iRiver and talked to the iRiver instead. And the microphone's here. The microphone's here in my ear. You're like...
Okay, I think I'm going to have rice noodle pad thai.
Okay, I have to say something though. Jesse of UFN show. Jesse is the fat hag of the UFN show. So I have my own fat hag too, and here it is officially introduced to you. My fat hag is Michael.
What's up?
Fat hag.
What is fat hag?
Fat hag. Like fat hag, you know? Like a girl with good friends with a gay guy fat hag.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know?
I never knew.
Oh,
spell it.
Fag. F-A-G. H-A-G.
H-A-G. Fag. What is a hag?
Sometimes it could be a bad term, but it can be good too. Hag is. I'm gonna look up the dictionary from my phone.
You have dictionary on your phone?
I ain't go online.
I
just got a new phone.
Because you washed in the toilet?
Not toilet.
Oh, toilet.
Washer.
A washer. Oh, so dumb.
Hag is like... Oh, I don't really know how to explain that. Maybe I should use my computer.
Oh my gosh, you have your computer too?
Yeah, I just came from work.
Oh yeah.
That's why Bruce is coming from work too.
Okay, which one later?
School? He started school today, yeah.
Ah.
So I'm looking up hag.
He's an English teacher.
Hag is
right?
Like, see, it sounds kind of bad when it's just hag.
Okay.
But hag is a completely different thing. So anyway, Jesse from the UFN show, whom I met, was really nice, and I just want to announce to everyone here it is.
So this is such a good deal.
Okay, faghead, a heterosexual woman who spends much of her time with homosexual men. Faghead. But hag, let's see what hag means. Hag means witch. Ugly old woman. I told you I cannot explain that by itself because it means differently.
Because you know you're gonna hurt my feeling. I like this computer. Give to me.
You have your computer.
I do, but I like small. I still don't know what's going on with my wireless thing. I can't figure it out.
You have to purchase the wireless
card. I'm like a OX 10.2.
Yeah, wait. Okay, now, okay.
You better.
So, okay, wait, we're starting now. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, hmm.
I sell fries. So, hag itself is bad. But fag hag is not.
So, you know what? I heard, like, whoever hung out with gay guys, mm-hmm. like a heterosexual girl, right?
Uh-huh.
Somehow, I'm not judgmental or anything.
Uh-huh.
But
somehow they're fat and ugly.
They are always supposed, I don't know, seems like really overweight ladies. Is that true? But like, listen, the gay guys, they're really good looking. Like, really cute and good looking. Fat. Like, girl, they're like, they're not ugly though, but like, really overweight.
I don't know if that's always the case, but typically,
I see a lot.
But you know why though? I think there's a reason why.
Because low self-esteem?
Sometimes you see that. No, it's just like when you know how gay guys are, they can relate to girls and when there's a girl who can be hanging out with men, but not feel rejected and
exactly.
you know, like accepted and so maybe that's why, I don't know.
I think because I just felt like because like sometimes like I can't say like because I'm not skinny either, you know, but if you have really a lot of like overweight, you get kind of a little bit low self-esteem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then but,
for sure I know
for sure, but like a gay guy, he's a good-looking guy, but he doesn't treat her bad. You know, like,
yeah.
she's buddy-buddy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why she can feel...
Treat her as a real friend.
She can be who she is. Not everybody heterosexual should treat her that way. Anyway, mm-hmm. this society ill. Uh-oh, some serious conversation.
Fag witch.
Witch.
Fag witch, ugly old woman.
Who hung out with a gay guy?
Ow!
Anyway...
Do you know what you want?
Pad Thai.
Pad Thai.
Sounds so good.
Okay, I don't know what I want.
What is it? 11.95.
Shrimpu. Shrimpu.
Ebi. I think I want a shrimp. A shrimp only.
Oh, so, my pookie. No, my brother. Hello?
Michael, oh.
What are the Thai place? Michael, oh, dinner, what? Huh? Michael?
Join.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Aboy, you're lying down here.
Why?
You die here?
You better drink here.
Bo. You better be quick. Look down here. Why am I lying down here? Oh,
look here.
Bo, I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
等你我等你
He is asking me to order.
Oh, order?
阿妹, 你来什么?
What I... 他们叫low cup
啊? Low cup?
为什么叫low cup 才好吃? 你不想看的 salad 啊 Seafood jumbo salad.
Ume in dinner, Ume?
Oh, that's the seafood jumbo salad before.
And the appetizer of salad. A jumbo crazy salad. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
He's coming.
Hi.
So we have two shows out of this. Good, I don't have time.
Excellent.
No?
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so over fat. Like,
over fat?
Yeah, like over something. Like,
do you okay, now why? Now, next time I'll probably spend a whole day talking about eating and weight.
I think so.
And it's so sad. Because I love food.
I know, but you know, it's so long that you live only once, you know?
Yeah.
You have to worry about so much because of society. Check this out. Are you recording?
Yes.
This is a good story I'm going to talk. For my class, I took ethics. communication, you know?
Uh-huh.
Ethic in communication. That was such a fantastic class.
I kept looking at your sparkles on your dress. Huh? On your shirt.
Sparkles?
Yeah. It's so pretty, I keep looking at it. Okay. I like sparkly style. Okay, I'm gonna take a picture of your boob.
You get my finger too?
Wait.
Be artistic.
Ooh, I take a picture of you. This is Michael boob, a Japanese boob. So if you're straight, you'll be very happy.
Anyway, for the class, we talk everything. Okay, my instructor, doctor, I'm not going to say name, but she is a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
She has a partner, you know her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So in class, we were kind of bringing...
That's
I don't look fat much. Anyway, listen. Okay, in class...
I'm going to name this show I'm Fat. Cause
no, P-H-A-T.
Why? Why is P-H-A-T?
Because like fat, cool, no F-A-T.
No, I think I'm F-A-T.
No, listen. Yeah, so anyway, so let's talk about this. We have two things going on.
Yeah.
Okay, for the class.
5 million things, actually.
Very interesting, like, because of, like, you know, she had a kind of hard time, like, when until she come out and stuff, you know? When you take a picture, let me look at the flower, put my hair like this. So like, I can cover my fat part.
Do you remember? He always asked me to use Photoshop to cut my face.
I did to my friend there. He cut really well. Look, you have to see the picture. He cut my face so really, I was laughing. Like, I said, oh, I look fat. He's like, really? I cut so much already.
Where? What
did
picture?
I give you?
Maybe not. Glamour shot?
He cut my face, but still, ew, it's bad. He, like, I cut a lot. Like, almost like this chunk of something. But look at the picture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
I didn't give to you?
No.
This is kind of bent. I'll give you the good one.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
So, okay, yeah, go back to the story.
Okay, so, because of her, you know, like, a background or whatever, you know, so she's very open for everything, you know?
Yeah.
About race or, like... sexuality and everything, you know. So that's why class, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 students. Everybody's so open-minded. Everybody's studying that communication, but kind of blended with speech, commerce, communication people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting conversation every time that we open up for ethic problem for media, how media accuracy is kind of fade away now, you know, or in just regular communication, how people can like prejudge about people, you know. We learned a lot of stuff. Philosophy related, religious related, you know. It was a very interesting class. I got A for the class.
Oh, good for you.
For my paper, you have to read. A. I got A for the class.
She got an A for ethics.
So, and I got two classes for summer. I got 1A, 1B.
Oh, is that your summer class?
Yeah, two. I think 1A, 1B. So I got 3.5 for semester. For master class.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing good.
Oh, I just burped.
Anyway.
And then?
That's it.
That's it? Okay, we should look at the menu. I think we probably should almost finish up the show now. We'll have a second
already?
Show. No, we have a. It's
we
20.
Have no point for this
23 minutes.
You would just skip talking.
That's all my show. No points.
I want to come back for this show. It's funny. Oh, then
yeah, this is your second time. Welcome back. So, I just now told you after 23 minutes into the program.
So we're gonna open another show for happy people.
Yeah.
Hey, the seafood pad thai sounds good.
Then order it.
No, it's $19. I can't afford it.
Oh my lord.
I think I'm gonna go just a regular pad thai. I think I'm gonna get this to my boyfriend too. I need to call him when he wants. But sounds good, so curry, you know? I haven't had a curry in a while. Hey!
My brother's coming also.
Oh, good. That'd be fun.
Bruce has just arrived. Hello. Hi, right,
Busy?
Huh?
First date today?
Yeah, meetings.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I will finish up the show and we'll have
already?
Another one. Yeah.
Already?
Okay, bye.
Bye bye. I'll
Ciao.
Come back again.
Don't forget to smile. Ta ta.
need be looking.